We're doing the Chazon Ish Emunah B'Tachon. We're up to page Yud Zayin, the sixth paragraph in the second chapter. The Chazon Ish had said that Emunah and B'Tachon are traits that are a part of a person's personality, but they are not flaunted. On the contrary, B'Tachon is something that's held in privacy. A person doesn't have to publicize how much bitachon he has. A person who has true bitachon is honest and recognizes how much room there is for growth, how his bitachon is far from being complete. That's a part of having bitachon, the recognition that we're not yet there. And we're up to the sixth paragraph. Im ki kare bitachon mechovat halev, even though bitachon at its root, at its essence, is part of the duties of the heart, hamistafim imenu mitzvot ma'asiyot, but the outcomes, the derivatives of bitachon, are actual active mitzvot. The actions of performing mitzvot are they're interlinked with the level of bitachon a person has. For example, the example the Chazon Ish gave earlier, when a person has to factor how far does he go in competition, how much is he allowed to, and where does he have to limit himself from competing with his friend, so that's defined by his bitachon. As much as he can understand that Hashem is running the world, and as much as he connects to that, so then he works within the system of the Torah, even in competing with his competitor. Yesh b'ze gam gdarim b'fulot shel ishtadlut hamuteret. We have definitions of what is permissible in the realm of effort. How much effort am I supposed to invest? V'lifamim ha-bitachon mitnaged la-ishtadlut v'otzer emtzayim miyuchadim. And sometimes bitachon tells us, you don't go that far. There's a point where you say, Hashem is running the show. Some people get tested for every type of disease a few times a year. Does that make sense? There are people who do ultrasounds every 3 weeks, every 2 weeks. Why? What's wrong? Nah, I got to be in control. But you're not in control. But I don't have faith in anyone else. So I have to be on top of everything. But you can't be on top of everything. So the amount of ishtadlut, the amount of effort we put in is directly correlated with the amount of bitachon we have. People take this to places that are ridiculous. We discussed this. A person who says, I'm going to go drunk driving because I have bitachon. That's ridiculous. That has nothing to do with bitachon. But in the realm of of halakha, of what is considered proper behavior, there the bitachon has a prime role in defining our behavior. So a person actually has to analyze before he acts. Is this within the realm of bitachon or not? Is this correct within behavior within the realm of bitachon or not? Our sages say that when Yosef asked the butler, my only hope is if you mention me to Pharaoh, our sages say that here, Yosef transgressed the trait of bitachon. As you correctly pointed out, our sages say in Yosef's life, he was a person who had bitachon. That's what gave him the strength to deal with the hardships of life. His whole family turned on him. Here he was a slave in Egypt, and he constantly had bitachon, and yet he made a mistake. He turned to the arrogant butler and asked him for help, and that's why he ended up in prison 2 more years. What the Medrash is telling us, that on the one hand, Yosef knew he was in Hashem's hands. אבל ביות שנתחייב אדם בפעולות לא לסמוך הניסה, חייב יוסף את עצמו לשמש בהזדמנו זו לבקש משר המשקיעים. But Yosef knew that man has a responsibility to invest in effort. So even though he knew Hashem runs the world, at the same time Yosef knew I have to try. And if I have this opportunity to try through the butler, I should. ואומנם ביות שלפי תכונת הרעבים אין בטבעו לזכור ולהיטיב, אין ראוי המעשה הזה רק מתוך ייאוש. But our sages say that Yosef knew the butler was extraordinarily arrogant. And arrogant people don't bother doing favors. And that's why our sages say that in fact, if Yosef would have had the proper bitachon, he would not have asked the butler for help, because asking the butler for help was illogical. It was an act of despair. And despair only comes when a person doesn't have bitachon. So the reason our sages chastised Yosef for asking the butler was because the butler was such a lousy human being. He was so arrogant that if Yosef would not have been in despair, he would have never asked him for help, because logic dictated that the butler would never come to his assistance. As we find that even when the butler was forced to mention Yosef, he did it in the worst possible way. When a person is in despair, they're willing to try anything. But when a person has bitachon, there's no reason he should do that. That's one of the hardest things. When you talk to a person who has an illness or who is in pain, and online you have millions and millions of liars who try to sell them all kinds of elixirs that will cure them. People who have different ways of trying to con people to buy their book or buy their remedy, because they have the cure for every illness and ailment. And when a person is in despair, so they're going to say, well, how do you know it's a lie? Because when a person's in despair, they're willing to try anything. And sometimes you have to give them. Sometimes you have to go with them to try the placebo effect. But you know what? Sometimes it's your job to stand in their way and say no. Because sometimes people actually get killed. I know people who maimed themselves for life because they were in despair and they were in pain, and they said, well, this sounds like it makes sense. And you try to argue with them. You say, you know, this doesn't have governmental backing. Modern science hasn't really explored this. But when a person's in despair, so it's very hard to argue with them. And sometimes they can act and actually hurt themselves even worse. So sometimes it's our job to stand in their way and say, no, that's not a logical move. You shouldn't do that. But Yosef was in despair. Who could blame him? He's just had 17 when he left his father's house. He was 30 when he stood before Pharaoh. So this was when he was 28. Right, 2 years before he stood before Pharaoh. So he's just had 11 years of suffering. 11 years, 10 years in the dungeon, and 1 year by Potiphar. He's had a very miserable time these last 11 years. So he has a moment of weakness. And our sages say he paid for that. When a person has bitachon, they shouldn't behave that way. Ven pulazo mepulot achova. And that act, to ask for help from someone who you really have no reason to think they'd help you, that's not obligatory. A person's obligated to do effort where it makes sense. On the contrary, sometimes an act of despair, like Yosef's asking this arrogant butler, I need your help, that's as though he were throwing a rock at the light of emunah and bitachon. And being that it wasn't incumbent upon him to ask for assistance, being that the butler was such a lousy human being, he was so arrogant, it was obvious he wouldn't be helpful, so it was prohibited to do that. That was an act that was really running contra to the basic concept of emunah bitachon. Do you turn to a rock in the wall and say, help me get out of here? Do you turn to the dog? Do you turn to the cat? You have no reason to think they'll help you. You say, I'd rather turn to Hashem, right? They're not going to help me, but Hashem controls everything. He could do anything. So what are you turning to a guy who's so arrogant that there's no chance he'll help you? Ah, because you're in despair. You're willing to turn to anything. Ah, that despair is a sign of lack of emunah. And our sages were focused on the action. They weren't saying Yosef didn't have bitachon. Look at Yosef. Look at what a fine human being, how much he stood up to all the challenges of life. We wouldn't say he's lacking in bitachon. His action was a slight weakness. Yosef knew all along that there's no way he'll get out unless Hashem wants him to get out. אבל מה שחייב עצמו לשאול מסער משקים לא היה לפי קבלת חזל דין אמת, אלא לא היה לו לפנות אל רעבים. Our sages say, Yosef thought to himself, maybe this is the way Hashem wants me to get out. And in that, there was this element of despair that he allowed himself to think that. Because had he really thought logically, he would have said, there's no way. So there was a slight element of despair. Even then he realized it's a question of whether Hashem wants it or not. He didn't forget that point. He just thought, maybe this is the correct ishtadlut. This is correct effort. Maybe through this, Hashem is going to get me out. So that's, we're almost the final point. Let's read one last sentence, which concludes the chapter. Yesh od mimidat habitachon, ki al habotach shorah ruach kodesh umitlava imo ruach oz, hamevasro ki omnam yazreu Hashem. There's one more aspect to bitachon. When a person has bitachon, he has the Holy Spirit that accompanies him. He has strength, and he has the constant sense that Hashem is still going to help him. Ukmo shamar David HaMelech Alav HaShalom, as King David, peace be upon him, said, "Im tachaneh alai machaneh lo yirah libim takum alai milchama b'zot ani boteach." Even if a camp comes against me, I'm alone against a whole camp of enemies. Even if there's a whole war waged against me, I have confidence because I know Hashem's running the show. And different people have different levels of bitachon, and corresponding to their level of bitachon, their level of holiness, corresponding to that is their sense of confidence that Hashem is going to take them where they have to go. So that's the concluding thought of this chapter on bitachon.